For today's reading, we begin in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait for blood, let us ambush the innocent without reason, like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods, we shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us, we will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood, they set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the markets, she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof, therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster." So as we all know, the book of Proverbs is a collection of wise sayings that were to be passed down so that others could benefit. The content of the book of Proverbs is ascribed to at least three authors: Solomon, Agur, and Lemuel. Agur and Lemuel are unknown outside of the book. We just don't have any information. But Solomon is well known, reigning as king over Israel after David. He asked for wisdom in ruling God's people, and God gave him that wisdom, and he was wise above all. It's unclear whether Solomon set out to make a collection of Proverbs, or whether these were things that were recorded in his court and then collected at a later time. Chapter 25, verse 1 makes reference to the men of Hezekiah copying these Proverbs, and that could possibly be when they were collected into one source or one book. If you were to try to break down the book of Proverbs into sections, then you would see seven distinct groups. The first being wisdom itself, the first nine chapters, and then the other six are much shorter sayings. Multiple topics are covered: advice regarding laziness, sexual immorality, humility, friendship. There's quite an array. So those seven sections would be the instructions in the beginning, the first nine chapters regarding wisdom. You have the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 10 to 22, the words of the wise, 22 to 24, another short section of words of the wise, the Proverbs of Solomon that were collected together by Hezekiah's men, as I mentioned in chapter 25, and that's four chapters worth. Then you had the words of Agur in chapter 30 and the words of Lemuel in chapter 31. So chapter 1 opens up with an introduction or a reasoning for why this was collected. to know this wisdom and insight, to understand them, to receive instruction. And those that are wise, those that are discerning, are going to listen, and their learning will increase, versus the foolish will not listen. And he explains throughout the chapter what would happen to them. But verse 7 is one we talk about frequently. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so a significant portion of chapter 1 is this idea of a father speaking to a son. So it's words of wisdom given to those that are young. And he says, "Hear your father's instruction, forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland and pendants for your neck. They can benefit you." And he starts talking, you know, if sinners entice you, telling you all these different things, you need to run the other way. You need to stay away from that completely. And then in verse 20, you have a personification of wisdom. Wisdom cries aloud in the street, in the market, she raises her voice. And so wisdom is calling out, offering to benefit those that will listen, but those that don't listen, wisdom is going to laugh at their calamity. Verse 26, mock when terror strikes you. And during that terror, they may even seek wisdom, but he says you won't be able to find it because you haven't paid any attention up to that point. And so because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, verse 29, because they wouldn't listen, they despised the reproof, they will reap what they've sown. They shall eat the fruit of their way. They will have the fill of their own devices. They'll be killed by their turning away. The complacency of fools destroys them. So Proverbs has some very, very important lessons to teach all of us, both young and old. And even if you've listened to them or read them many times before, it's time to be reminded. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.